It's been years since I've, thought of this night. But since you asked for a story, how could I not share? In reality, no one knows. Except for me and him. You know those scenes in Halloween movies? You know the ones I'm talking about. Where the guy and the girl make it to a secluded area. Whether in a tent or a bedroom. Really, wherever. And they start making out. You know, I'm not sure what it is. But as soon as the girl's shirt comes off and her bra is removed and those hot, beautiful titties are exposed for the camera, you know what happens. That's when you see him. There's two monsters that come to mind. One with a butcher knife. And one, with anything. From a crowbar. To bare hands. And they are there. Like voyeurs. Watching. Wanting. Waiting. Why is it they wait to make their move? I'm not sure. But I personally find it both creepy and exciting. And of course, it always ends up bad for the guy who ends up dying a horrific death. And the girl, you know, the one half naked, screaming, running. I suppose it all depends on how early in the movie it is, whether or not she's going to live or die. But that's all in the movies. My story is similar, but different. Though before I get too far along, a little about me. I'm in my 30s. I'm a wife. And a mom. I'm petite. I have been called fun size many times before. And while you may not ask, I know you are thinking it. So yes, I'm also brunette. I have very enjoyable breasts. And I currently have hair on my pussy. Anything else? Oh. What did I look like back then? Well, much the same. I mean, sort of. My breasts were smaller. Definitely more perky. Envision the girl next door. But back to my story. You see, it was Halloween, and I was home from college. It was hard to believe that just 2 months prior, I had moved halfway across the state. My relationship? if you could still call it that, was a mess. I had dated my boyfriend all senior year. We went to prom. He even bought me a ring. Not that we were engaged, but it was, I don't know, maybe supposed to kind of mean that, you know, like a promise. Anyway, he stayed local for school. Like I said, I went away. And the distance between, well, it wasn't kind. I joined a sorority, and the fraternity parties, well, exposed me to all kinds of experiences. Don't get me wrong. I wasn't that girl. But let's just say my eyes were opened. And being in a relationship with him became less and less of a priority. So, of course, I didn't want to hurt his feelings. He's a really great guy. Amazing parents. The kind of guy you hope to meet later in life. But just starting college? He knew I was going to be back for the weekend and wanted to make plans to get together. I told him sure. But really, I knew that was just the easier thing to say. Already with family and other friends, I just didn't see me having much time. Looking back, I should have just been more upfront from the start. I couldn't figure a way around it. It was so pressing. Not in a weird way. He just loved me a lot. And I loved him too. But, you know, it was more, I loved him, but I was not in love with him. I wasn't a cold-hearted bitch, you know? So we did. We made plans. I agreed to meet up with him for a very early dinner. You know, like 3:30 p.m. early. We went to this one place we used to frequent back in high school. Surprisingly, it wasn't really that awkward. And in some ways, it felt like old times. But you see, I had made other plans. Now, I told my boyfriend, he was basically my ex-boyfriend, that while I could meet him for the very early dinner, I couldn't stay past 5:30. I had to help out over at my aunt and uncle's. They were hosting a party, and even as I try to say this to you, it doesn't sound believable, does it? The truth, though, was my parents were going to be at a party, and I was actually going to have the house to myself. You see, they were staying in the city. My dad had made a reservation at a posh hotel, which was good because, well, you know, there's this other guy I was interested in, and he was going to be in town, too. Shortly after I got to college, he friended me on Facebook. And then we went back and forth, exchanging messages. He was the typical jock guy. You know, the one most guys love to hate, and most girls love to want. I was one of those girls. I always dreamed of being with him. But it just wasn't meant to be. Until... That's right. Facebook. And the girl that he dated in high school. They had so many pictures together in the yearbook. But, like me and my guy, distance broke them up. Well, that and some stories had then surfaced about him cheating on her. Yeah. He was a player. But truthfully, I didn't care. I knew what he wanted with me. And honestly, I wanted the same. As I sat there with my boyfriend, ex-boyfriend, whatever, I knew I would soon have to leave. I asked about his plans for the night. He said that he was going to take it easy, might meet up with some friends, but at this point, he would just kind of see how things went. I told him if anything on my side changed, I would give him a call. And he just looked at me and smiled. Looking back, I think he knew I was lying. He walked me to my car, told me happy Halloween, and then in an eerie way, he looked at me and said, "Trick or treat." I laughed and told him, didn't he think we were a little too old for dressing up? I then told him goodnight, gave him a hug, and then drove home. It hurts hurting people, you know? But on the other side, I was excited. Because I knew I had an unforgettable night ahead of me. And there were trick-or-treaters walking up and down the street. So many. It put a smile on my face. As I parked the car and walked into my home, I second-guessed myself and thought maybe I should see if I could dig up an old costume, embrace the spirit. But looking at the clock, I knew I had limited time before he would be stopping by. There would be no time for costumes. I looked through the fridge, found a bottle of Mom's sweet wine, and poured a glass, and then carried it with me to the bathroom. I quickly stripped out of my shirt, my jeans, my bra, my panty, and then stepped into the hot, hot water. I love to shower. I let my hand slip between my legs. I was amazed at how wet I already was for him. Would he do all the things he said he would do to me? So after a quick shower, I finished my glass of wine, got dressed, poured another glass. Oh, and what did I wear? Well, before coming home from college, I bought a matching lace panty and bra set from Victoria's Secret. as well as a little black dress. So that was me, Halloween, freshman year, waiting for my fantasy man to come see me. And see me he did. Ever have an experience where the person looks even better than their pictures? That was him. Fuck. He looked good. As I welcomed him into my parents' home, I could feel my wetness coating my inner thighs. I knew my parents wouldn't approve, but I didn't care. And it didn't take me long before he had me pinned on my back on the leather couch, his hand beneath my dress, his fingers exploring. It was so passionate. Intense. His shirt came off. My hands were on his back. Our lips pressed together. Passionate kissing. Our tongues. Kids looking for candy would ring the doorbell every so often. But did we stop to answer? No, no, no. Now, I was still quite inexperienced with sex, even with my recent adventures in college. But I could tell he knew what he was doing. I suppose the rumors were true, you know, about him being a player. He had my wet panty pushed to the side, his fingers probing my pussy. I still remember him whispering to me just how tight I was. It made me moan out. This continued for 20 minutes. He carried me to my bedroom, laid me down, and then stripped my lace panty out from under my dress. I opened my legs wide, inviting him. He dipped to the bed, lowered his face, and pressed his lips against my very, very wanting pussy. When his tongue slipped inside me, it felt that fucking good. It wasn't long, though, until I did come. My body shaking on the bed, making the hottest sounds. He knew just what to do. He then had me get on the floor. He told me to remove my dress, to strip my bra. I was obedient. I wanted what he wanted. I was always shy, self-conscious about the size of my breasts back then. But he loved them. And he told me to touch my breasts, squeeze them. The play with the nipples. And he wanted me to talk dirty to him, to tell him how much I wanted him, how much I wanted to suck his cock, that I was a hot little slut. I had never spoken such words, but that night it all flowed so natural, and his cock, like him, it looked even better and bigger than his pictures. How would it fit inside me? And he brought my face to his dick, and I opened my mouth. It was so naughty, being on my knees in my bedroom, sucking a man. I was practically a stranger. But yet, I was so turned on. We finally made our way to the bed. He laid on his back. He told me to ride him, but to face away from him. He wanted to see my juicy ass as we fucked. I later learned the position was called reverse cowgirl. I was lost in ecstasy, riding up and down his big, thick dick. He knew how to fuck. And in the moonlit darkness of my bedroom on Halloween night, I don't know what caught my eye, but that's when I saw him. I almost froze, but when I felt him fucking me harder from beneath, giving my ass a very hard slap, it is like it woke me back up. It was all so fucking strange. But there, in the corner of my bedroom, was a man. Just like the scary movies. It was him. The white mask, the hair, the mechanic-looking blue jumpsuit. You know who I'm talking about. He had something in his hand, but I couldn't make it out. My heart was already racing. But now, it was like it was skipping beats. And I couldn't look away. I just stared at him, whoever he was. And he didn't move. He just stared back at me, watching me as I fucked. This went on for, I don't know, several minutes. But it all changed when I saw his hand slide out from beneath the curtain. And then I realized he was touching himself. Not like cock out and stroking it, touching himself. The jumpsuit prevented that. But definitely touching himself. I was still freaked the fuck out until the light coming in from the window shimmered off his watch. It took me a moment. And then, that's when I realized who it was. My boyfriend. My ex-boyfriend. I had bought the watch for him as a birthday present. Of course, between the alcohol and the erotic feelings, along with the sudden fear, I was a mix of emotions. All during this, the guy fucking me has no clue. No clue at all we were being watched. We had changed positions several times. Him placing me on all fours, taking my pussy doggy style to me on my back. But during the entire time, the man watching just stood there silently. At first, I didn't know what to make of it all. But after the initial shock of discovering you were being watched having sex by someone you think is going to kill you, to then making the realization that it is most likely your ex. I mean, isn't that always the first suspect when a crime is committed? Well, I started to embrace it. And the fear quickly turned to anger. How dare he come into my home and invade my privacy? I went from being the submissive to the dominant. While I had sucked his cock earlier, I told the guy fucking me I wanted a pause. Just so I could taste my pussy on his dick. He loved it. I loved it too. It was like I was testing my ex watching. I turned to face him. He always wanted me to suck his cock. But I never would do it. I thought the whole act was pointless, especially when you have a pussy like mine. Just like the moonlight shimmered on his watch, the man's cock, his thick, pulsating cock, was covered in my white pussy. I had made a mess of him, completely marking him with my slime. And in the most teasing and erotic way, I lowered down, letting my tongue slip out, flicking across the tip of his dick, then swirls slow, like enjoying an ice cream cone. I made it look so fucking hot. The man's cock, I couldn't measure it, but it had to be at least 7, maybe 8 inches. I took as much of it as I could into my mouth. He was moaning out, my hand on his balls, the other stroking the base of his dick. My eyes fixated on the man in the mask, the wannabe monster. unable to have me. I was really enjoying the erotic show I was performing. And just as I felt I was close to having him squirt out his cum in my mouth, the man silently stepped out of my room and slipped away. We fucked around for at least another hour before calling it a night. He said he had some studying to do. I knew he was lying, but I didn't care. He gave me what I wanted, and it was amazing. Even better than all those nights dreaming about it, touching myself. After he left, I poured another glass of wine. I was tipsy, but I wanted more. And then I grabbed my phone. I opened it to see one text from my ex with the message, "What the fuck?" I smiled and replied back, asking if he liked what he saw, and then I saw him touching himself. We text back and forth, me apologizing for not being up front and not breaking it off with him. He understood. He could sense he was losing me. But with all that behind us, and me still being horny as fuck, I eventually invited him back over. I did warn him that my pussy was a complete mess, and that I did not intend to shower until the morning. Oh, and that if he did come, he'd have to lose the creepy mask. He came over. We fucked. And that was the last time I saw him. Looking back, I realized I never answered the question he asked after he walked me to the car. But if I had to answer, trick or treat? Both. Happy Halloween, Gone Wild Audio. I hope you enjoyed. XOXO.